Tonight's The Essay, How Pleasant to Know Mr. Lear, was presented by Caroline R. Scott, and it was a Whistledown production for BBC Radio 3.
BBC Radio 3 Opera Guides. From Benjamin Britten to Richard Wagner, an introduction to some of opera's key works from Radio 3's Opera on 3 team.
There is nothing like the opening of Rheingold. You have to almost stop breathing. Very slowly, E-flat start, from the bottom of the Rhine. And it takes so long before you hear anything else, before a horn joins them. You know you're at the beginning of an epic.
Go online to bbc.co.uk/radio3 to find out more.
We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock, and now Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Yeah, that's the way they did it, way back when, back in 1929. They'd hustle up the Buffalo and back again, back in 1929. Yes, Mamie got a hustle for the Pigswood and a bottle, banging and sawing on a sales tax toddle. That's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929. Pigswood and a bottle back in 29, it's a sales tax toddle back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929. Yeah, yeah, that's the way they did it, and they did quite fine back in 1929. They built it full of bourbon and a bottle of brine back in 1929. Yes, that's the way they did it, and they did their thing. My pappy with the Gasper cut the pigeon wing. I said that's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929. Belly full of bourbon back in 29. It's a pappy with the Gasper back in 29. That's the way they did it back in 29, back in 1929.
That was obviously the year to be alive. They call themselves the new kings of old time. Sheesham Lotus and Son, Sheesham Crow, Lotus Wright and Son Sanderson. And that was the title track from their album 1929. And I'm told they'll be tearing themselves away from the Canadian and North American touring circuit and coming to the UK next year. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington with you for the next hour and a half. So Van Dyke Parks next and 1968, his 1968 album Song Cycle, Americana before we even called it Americana. A wonderful mixture of jazz and bluegrass, vaudeville, and his own brand of scintillating psychedelia. This is The All Golden.
Run-of-the-mill garden variety Alabama country fair. Left on Silver Lake, he keeps a small apartment on an Oriental food store there. He returned from Alabama to see what he could see. Hard in his Alabama country fair. I should think he'd fade away the way that bohemians often bear the frigid air. He returned from Alabama to see what he could see. Thank you.
Van Dyke Parks, who was 70 in January, a couple of tracks from the re-released 1968 album Song Cycle, The All Golden and Colours. And you do know, don't you, that Van Dyke Parks albums have to be physically wrenched from my hands to stop me playing track after track. There goes another one. But there are quite a few re-releases around if you want to delve a bit further. Now, I have to confess that the name Gary Shearston wasn't familiar to me until Pete Mills from Leeds Metropolitan University sent me an album and persuaded me that I had to get to know this Australian singer who had a top 10 hit in the 1970s with the Cole Porter number, I Get a Kick Out of You. Finding that online, I was hooked by Gary's voice and delivery. And so I was really shocked to find that Gary died from a stroke just last month. Well, Pete's written Gary's obit and tells me that after stints as a journalist, a puppeteer and a kids' TV presenter, Gary began writing and singing songs on the Sydney folk scene in the early 1960s. He signed for CBS Australia and recorded a run of highly regarded and influential albums, mixing originals and Australian folk tunes. And John Peel was a fan and said that he could sense the heat and the wild friendliness of Australia in Gary Shearston's voice.
I get no kick from champagne, mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all, so tell me, should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took just one more sniff, that would bore me. I get a kick, though it's
Gary Shearston, who died last month in Australia, aged 74. And thanks again, Pete. I'm indebted to you forever. Any other Gary Shearston fans out there, I'd love to hear from you. late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Nigel Kennedy's at the Proms tomorrow night for a late-night prom featuring his hit, can I say that, from a long time ago, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. I think the last time I saw him was at WOMAD in Reading in 2004 when he appeared with the Polish band Croquet, documented on a WOMAD Best Of triple CD. Tiny, tiny accordion piece by Ligeti from his Musica Ricercata, arranged and played by Max Bonney. Following sounds from WOMAD at Rivermead in Reading in 2004, Nigel Kennedy and the Polish band Croquet. And Nigel Kennedy's at the Proms tomorrow night. It's a late night prom, by the way, so Late Junction will be starting later than usual. Amadou Diagne comes from Senegal and has an album featuring his collaboration with violinist and nickelhopper player Griselda Sanderson. Here's the title track from that. It's called Yakar.
Se xali rakhas xoli yene delu ba yow bilay fakhal bopam yanu waju yow fakhal bopam yanu waju.
baine urga saina yakaru aduna yaka aduna yaka adile adile yakaru aduna
Thank you.
Bach's instrumental writing often taking centre stage, really, there. True elegance, turning the baptism of Jesus and the River Jordan into some grand and stately occasion. That was the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque Soloists, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. And you can hear them at the Proms on Friday in a late-night prom of Bach's Easter and Ascension oratorios. And before that, the voice of Senegalese singer Amadou Djanye from his album Yakar. Now, it's said that being stuck at an airport in Germany was the trigger for Brian Eno to write Music for Airports. The music has certainly had a huge influence on many musicians, less so, it seems, on airport environments. David Lang of Bang on a Can made this arrangement some 20 years after the original.
Thank you.
A winged serpent abducts a young girl and flies with her over land until they reach the sea. Dancing by the Sea is the title of the Jewish-Spanish song sung by Ana Alcaide, following David Lang's version of Music for Airports from Bang on a Can and Guests, which sort of made us speculate about the prospect of seeing winged serpents flying over Heathrow. It's not going to happen. Now, the Radio 3 team brought me back a wealth of material they recorded at the Latitude Festival last month, and I'm delighted that Richard Dawson was on the Late Junction stage. Here he is with one of the child ballads, Willie of Winsbury.
The king had been a prisoner. and a prisoner long in Spain, and Willie of the Winsbury had long with his daughter been lain. What ails you? What ails you, my daughter Janet? You look so pale and wan. Have you had any of the sore sickness, or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any sore sickness, oh, yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, for biding so long in Spain. Cast off your berry brown gown, stand naked on the stone, so I may know you by your shape, whether you be a maiden or not. So she cast off her berry brown gown, stood naked on the stone. Her apron was low, her haunches round, her face was pale and with a lord or a duke or a knight or a man of birth and fame, or was it with one of my serving men who's lately come out of Spain? Wasn't with a lord or a duke or a knight or a man of birth and fame. It was with Willie of Winsbury I could bide no longer alone. And the king has called his merry men all, by 30 and by 3. He says, fetch me this Willie of Winsbury, for hanged he shall be. But when he came before the king, he was was clad all in red silk. His hair was like the strands of gold. His skin was as white as milk. Now I understand. Now I understand, said the king, why my daughter's heart you did win. For if I was a woman, as I am a man, my bedfellow you would have been. Now will you marry my daughter Janet? By the truth of your right hand, oh, will you marry my daughter Janet? I'll make you the Lord of my life. But I'll not be the Lord of your land. And he's mounted around a milk-white steed, himself a dappled gray. And he's made her the lady of just as much land as she can ride on a warm summer's day.
Richard Dawson, who was such a big hit on the Radio 3 stage at Latitude last month. That was Willie of Winsbury. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Jordi Savall's most recent release came out of a concert for Sarajevo in which he performed last year. The Balkan spirit, which so many people spoke about, took hold, and soon he and his group, Hesperian 21, were delving into the history and seeking out instruments and musicians. So Balkan spirit became the title of his new release. Thank you. Jordi Savall and musicians he gathered together for his recent Balkan Spirit album, Dance Melodies there, but actually it's so hard to choose a track from this inspiring and rather addictive album. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight by looking ahead to tomorrow's late night prom. It's the Four Seasons. So from me, it's spring in the northeast of England and winter in Buenos Aires, as imagined by Astor Piazzolla and played by Gidon Kremer and Kremerata Baltica. But spring comes from Chris Watson's latest release called In St. Cuthbert's Time. It's the sounds of Lindisfarne, maybe as they've been for centuries, right back to the time of St. Cuthbert, who was an Anglo-Saxon monk, bishop and hermit. He was once prior of Lindisfarne, who became associated with the birds and the local wildlife. And with that late-night prom tomorrow, I'll be here later than usual, quarter to midnight, but I will be here. So until then, good night. Oh.
Ooh. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Vaughan Williams' London Symphony is in the second hour this morning, but our first destination today is Warsaw. The 2012 Chopin and His Europe Festival included this recital by the Czech soprano Hanna Blażikowa and the Polish pianist Wojciech Świtała, setting Chopin's songs among his piano music. Czech songs bookended the concert, beginning with Václav Jan Tomášek. Most of his 150-odd songs were in German, but the 30 or so in Czech included his 1823 settings of poems from a royal court manuscript that the poet Václav Hanka claims to have discovered a few years before. It turned out later that Hanka had written them himself, but despite the hoax, they proved very important in the early 19th century, the Czech revival. Dvořák set the texts too. Here are six of them, though, by Tomášek.
Thank you. Stern.